Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. Let's read Psalm 23. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word in Psalm 23, that you are our shepherd and we are your sheep, and we want not. We will not be in need of anything. Lord, thank you for your provision. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for solutions. Let's give thanks to God today and this morning for all his wonderful treasures that he is giving us, that he is supplying our needs, that he is helping us. We thank you, Lord, our heart full with the gratitude to you, O God, our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, O God. We thank you, we adore you, we worship you. We magnify your name, O God. Let's come to God now. Let us ask him forgiveness of our sins and our trespasses that we have done against God, against his church, against his people, whether we are aware or not aware. Let's come to God, reconcile with him. Forgive us, mention your sin one by one to the Lord, so that he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Yes, O God, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. O God, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. Thank you, God. Forgive our sins, O God. Yes, O Lord, thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Jesus. We commit ourselves to listen to you, to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, to heed your rhema word to us, and to abide with your will and your plan in the name of Jesus. Help us and guide us and lead us in the way of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you for everything you give us. Let's pray now for our families, and let us put in his hand our needs. Yes, O God. We pray for our families. We pray also that we ask you to give us our needs. God, answer the prayers of my brothers and sisters. Whatever need they have, you know everything. You will be the one to provide. You will open also our eyes to see the provision and direction that you want us. I ask you to bless the families, each husband to be the head of his family, that he will lead them according to your will, that you are in his head. I pray for wives to be submissive to their husband, O God, and do the work of yours faithfully. I pray for children to be submissive to their parents and the instruction of the word of God they receive. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you, Jesus. Lord, we pray. Oh God, you bless the families. Provide their needs. Let them shine, oh God. Let them be examples to others. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in the life of each and every family and in the life of your church. Pray for your job now, the place that you are working. Pray that it will prosper, so you too will prosper. Yes, Lord. Yes, O God. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Jesus, for all the places that my brothers and my sisters are walking, those who are here, and in other places. Prosper these places, O God, so that they will receive their salaries, income. I pray for our brethren who have delayed salaries. We pray all their pending salary they will receive in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that we will shine, commit yourself, that you will preach his word, invite others into his kingdom. Lord, enable us, make us example to others, open our mouth, enable our brother and sister to open all our mouth, O God, to speak your word. O Lord, I pray for them that they will preach your word in the places that you had placed them, whether in action and also in words, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our families and our neighbors, relatives, and friends back in the places that we came from, and even our colleagues in the place of God. Let's pray for all our contacts that we will spread his word to them. Oh God, I pray for fruit. Pray for all your contacts, your friends, neighbors. Pray for them to come to know the truth. Yes, oh God, I pray for my brethren. Use them to preach your word, to evangelize, to proclaim your word to the lost, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We magnify you. We adore you. Protect us from COVID-19 and all the vices of the Satan and sicknesses. We rebuke all in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will continue to evangelize, continue to reach the places that you want us to reach, O God. We trust your Spirit. I pray for all the brethren that they will continue to have their work and income and evangelism, and all the ministries will continue according to the leading of the Holy Spirit and according to your will. Let's pray now for UAE, this country that God had placed us and as a church, and also the extension of the church to other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Philippines, Australia, America, and also in some nations in Africa, and in Malawi, Sierra Leone, Uganda, and Nigeria. Let's pray for all these places. Lord, grant us favor from the governments. O God, grant us, O Lord, that all our needs of logistic, place of worship, documentations, authentication, all will be granted to us according to your will and according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your victory over the cross. And with this victory, we pray, O God, that you stretch out your hand and do miracles and give us boldness, grant us boldness to preach your word. We pray for the non-believers. We ask Lord to forgive them their sin, O God. We plead also, Lord, for all our brethren, all the backsliders. We pray, O God, save them, O God. Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing, O God. Lord, we bless our enemies, and we pray that they will continue to follow you, and they will do what is right, and they will do your will, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord, fill us with more love. We pray, O God, that every one of us will work hard to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, of love and peace and joy and patience, perseverance, long-suffering, self-control, faithfulness, gentleness, kindness, humility, righteousness. O God, we pray that you will manifest Jesus in our life. Help us every day to go on and do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. Lord, we magnify you. We adore you, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name. O God, lead us and guide us and strengthen us with your love and your mercy. Help us to persevere, O God, in serving you. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Give us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Rebaptize us. Refill us. Baptize those among us who have not yet received the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, we pray for speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, gift of evangelism, gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of pastoring, teaching, prophesying. We pray in the name of
Jesus, Lord, that you will go forth and preach the gospel and plant more Bible studies. And we pray that the vision of the church will be fulfilled, multiplication and peace, with implementing the whole will of God. We pray for more people to come to faith, more people to renounce their sin, to receive water baptism. Lord, enable us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Even today, we ask you to bless our worship. Oh God, the songs, the prayers, the instruments, Lord, our voices, this recording, oh God, the message, oh Lord, the giving, all the item of our worship. Oh God, we thank you, we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and let us worship the Lord in His holiness.
Our own desire, sweep up our hearts. Blessed be the name of the Lord. places. Just light a fire in us again, O Father. We want to be where you are. We want to run to you. For you have called us to your table. You have called us by name.
Touching our lives and hearts as you brought us to the most holy place. Thank you for you spoke to us. Thank you for what you ordained for us to do. Thank you for the ministries and the instructions that we receive from you as we worship. We thank you, God. We bless you, we magnify you. We adore you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's collect now our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit and bring them to the storehouse of God. As God ordains that there will be fruit in my house, there will be food in my house, say the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and my sister who brought to you what belongs to you from tithes and offerings and first fruits. We magnify your name, we adore you, Lord. Open the windows of heaven and bless each and every one of us who obey you, O God. I rebuke the devourer in our life, O God, and I pray that all nations will see that we are blessed by you. And I pray, Lord, you multiply this amount of money and use it to reach the lost, O God. All our needs, all our bills, we trust you, Lord, that you will pay all in the name of Jesus. And I pray for our brethren, O God, who has no job. Give them job, O God. Give them source of income. And I pray also for our brethren, O God, who have work, but their salary is late or they have some months missing of they have not received, Lord, we pray you do miracle. Bless them and let them receive, O God, their income. Lord, we trust you and magnify you, adore you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's open now our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and let's read verse 9 to verse 13. Here the Lord is teaching us about prayer. We continue from the sermons of Jesus on the mountain. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, we thank and praise you. Ask the Lord to anoint my lips, O God. Put word and statement. And let the message be reach your people clearly, O God. Arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord say, after this manner, therefore pray ye. This is the Lord's prayer. We may understand that Jesus, through this prayer, wants us to live it and to practice in our life and ministry. And although we can literally pray it, but we need to understand it and apply it in our life. How we pray, the pattern that he give us, the lesson that he give us, our Father which are in heaven, God, Jesus Christ wants us to pray to God and we call him our Father. How God became our Father, the bridge between God and man is big. God is holy, God is perfect, but we are, man is not holy, is not perfect. But that had happened when Jesus came. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Lord Jesus Christ make us know who is God, our Father, and he bridges the gap so that we can reach his holiness, we can reach also into his perfection. In John chapter 1 and verse 18, say, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him. God came and declared to us Who is God the Father? That's what he is when we pray, our Father in heaven. You know, when we receive Christ, we become children of God. In John 1:12, say, but as many as receive him, to them gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. We become children of God when we receive Christ, and when we decide to follow Christ, and when we come to know Christ and we follow Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit. We receive the seal of the Holy Spirit that we can read from Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13 and 14. Say, in whom you also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. The Holy Spirit that we receive when we receive Christ, this is the down payment for our eternal life. The Holy Spirit, as we work with the Holy Spirit will change us. Will change our character and attitude, and he will make us similar to God. And that is how we are becoming the children of God. That's why when we pray, Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven. That is here the point. That is how we understand the Lord's Prayer. When we pray our Father in heaven, or who are in heaven, once we open our mouth, when we say our Father in heaven, we understand that God the Father and heaven is just a prayer away from us. And when we pray our Father in heaven, all the power of God, the power in the heavenlies will be open to us, and we will be at that moment when we are praying our Father in heaven. You know, it is an opening eyes for us, that you will continue to start to praise God, to magnify God, to give thanks to God who are in heaven, because we can see his glory and splendor and his power as we start our prayer, our Father, our Heavenly Father. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The name of the Lord is holy. We need to sanctify the name of the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 11, he said, do not mention the name of the Lord your God in vain. Need to be hallowed. You need to be sanctified. And you know, when we pray with that understanding, we ought to fear God. We ought to be trembling in his presence. You know, the time that Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, when he met the Lord, when he saw the Lord, we read that in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 11, he say, the prophet Isaiah, then said, I, Lord, how long? He said, verse 5, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. He said, woe is me. He was trembling when he was met the Lord. And even Apostle Peter, the time that the Lord did miracle of the catching of the fish, we can read what he said to the Lord. He was in the fear of God. He was seized with fear. And that's when we pray. We need to be seized of the fear of God, because He is the Holy God. Hallowed be Thy name. Luke chapter 5 and verse 8, when Simon Peter saw it, when he saw the big catch, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O God." When we hallow the name of the Lord, we need to be seized with fear. We can see all our sin, our mistakes, our shortcomings, and our prayer is coming back to God in repentance. And He say, in Matthew, the Lord taught us, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." When we receive Christ, we become part of the kingdom of God, part of His kingdom. And we can see also the power of His kingdom. And also when we say, "Your kingdom come," we delight that others also will come in and be part of His kingdom, that they will join His kingdom, they will believe in Christ, and they will follow Him. And that's why when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," it means that we should have desire and we should pray for our friends, for our colleagues, for our neighbors, for the people around us, for the people under our care, that we need to pray for them, that they will be part of His kingdom. And that is what is meant for us as believers in Christ. The Lord's prayer is to pray for others, to be part of His kingdom. "Thy kingdom come," and He said, "Thy will be done." The understanding of this, when we pray that "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven," we speak about the will of God. It means that we need to surrender our will to the Lord. When we pray, no more we ask God what we want only, but we need to pray that He will impart to us His will, and we need to surrender our will to Him. Our plans, our desires, our wishes need all to be surrendered to God. That's the meaning. "Thy will be done on earth as in heaven." In heaven, the will of God is performed, but in earth, still we need to surrender. Man needs to surrender his will to God. And even the meaning of this prayer, when we pray, There will be done on earth, that even if the will of God is not taking place, but as we continue to pray, we trust God and we believe that His will finally will be prevailing in our lives, in the life of the people around us, in the life of the nation, in the life of all the people. And that's why we need to pray. That is the prayer that Jesus gave us pattern and teach us to pray. He say, "Give us this day our daily bread." When we pray, we ask God to give us our needs. The prayer that Jesus taught us, it means that we fully depend on God. Amen? We fully depend on God in our food, in our drink, in the shelter that we need, in the clothes, the basic need we need. It comes all from God. And above all, when we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," it means that also we need the Word of God in our lives. We need the Word of God. The Word of God comforts us, give us contentment, give us direction, and teach us how we need to go on in our lives. The Word of God is what we read in the Bible. That is the written Word. That's why we read the Bible daily. That's how to receive our daily bread, from God's Word. The Word of God, also the Rhema, what the Holy Spirit hears from God the Father, He will come and tell us what God wants from us. And also the Word of God is the living Word, and that is Jesus Christ. We see the life of Jesus, and we learn from the life of Jesus how to handle circumstances in our life and ministry. And Jesus taught us also, and he say in the Lord's Prayer, and with how he taught us to pray, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We need to understand time of prayer, time that we will confess our sin to God. Remember our sins, shortcomings, mistakes, and come to God and confess them to Him. We confess to God our sins. You know, in the book of Psalm 66, Psalm 66 and verse 18 and verse 19, the importance of confession of sin. You say, David, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. If there is sin in our life, God will not hear our prayers. That's why we need to come to God and we need to confess our sin unto Him. Forgive us our debts. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, he says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just. He will forgive us and our sins, and He will purify us from all unrighteousness. We need, how we are accomplishing this prayer, forgive us our debts. When we mention our sin one by one to Him, then He will forgive us. It means that we are aware of the wrongdoings that we have done when we confess them one by one. Forgive us our sin, as we have forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven those. As we have forgiven our debtors. You know, the kingdom of God is very dependent on the forgiveness of the sins. The kingdom of God. We come into the kingdom of God when Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and when we accept Jesus, He forgives us our sins. And in return, Jesus wants us to forgive the sins of those who sin against us. And that is here the point. If we will refuse to forgive others, then our sins are not also forgiven. And you know, in Mark chapter, in the book of Mark chapter 11 and verse 25, when the Lord said to His disciples and also saying to us, The same today, He say, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have ought against any, that your Father also which is in heaven might forgive you your trespasses. As we forgive others, God also will forgive us our trespasses. And that's the importance here of forgiving other people. So now here is a pattern of life, style of life, is a prayer. We need to not only utter it, but rather to live it and apply it in our life. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 14 and 15, it says, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. God wants us to apply this in our life, so that our sin will be forgiven when we forgive the sins of those who sin against us. Amen. It is a life-changing prayer pattern that God, Jesus, gave us today in the Lord's prayers. And He say, Matthew 9 and verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. What he mean here? He does not turn to temptation. Temptation, it could be trials, it could be difficulties, it could be hardships that God allow it to pass into our life. As we read in James chapter 1 and verse 2 to 4, when he say, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. See here, the kind of temptations, difficulties and hardship in life, and we pray thus, not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. It means, Lord, don't allow the trial that we pass through, bring us to a result that the evil one, the devil, will be happy of what is going on in our life. That's the meaning of it here, when we say, deliver us from the evil one, that don't allow the devil or the demons or evil one be happy of what is coming to us. And when we pray also, lead us not into temptation. Temptation, the second kind of temptation that we may come through our life is that when we are tempted to do the work of the flesh and sin against the Lord. And that's what we read in James 1, verse 13 to verse 15. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. Now here, when we pray, Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. It means here that we are asking God to help us, to open our eyes, to show us which ways we are doing or we are going. Will it bring us into temptation that will cause us to fall into sin? And also through prayers, when we pray with this understanding that lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. It means that, Lord, open our eyes to see and discern if there's any way that the devil is directing us, and that will cause us to fall into sin. Deliver us from that way. That is the meaning of it. And Jesus said, for thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. I mean, when we pray, why we pray? Because we are in struggle, we are in need, we are in trials. But we come to God in faith that as we pray, he will help us, he will aid us. He will direct us with his word and the instruction of the Holy Spirit. He will inspire us and he will give us the power and authority, and he will help us to overcome. And that is why, and that's the meaning, for thine is the kingdom, hallelujah, and the power, hallelujah, and the glory forever, amen. And Jesus, enable us, and he will enable us to continue to live in victory as long as our heart in him. And he is encouraging us as he encouraged his disciples when he tell us, and when he told them, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. Be of good cheer. God wants us to have strength in trial. God wants us to continue in the way that he wants us to go on, trusting him. For to him belongs the glory and power and the kingdom. And Jesus Christ, our Lord, not only taught us to pray when we face trials, but he also taught us to fast. Prayer and fasting is what God ordained for us when we pass the trials in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 16 to verse 18, Jesus now speaks about fasting. But it's the same topic, how to overcome difficulties of life. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men of fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. Here the Lord recommend to us fasting to overcome certain problems and certain pride. He say, when you fast, don't be like hypocrites. He is speaking here against the Jewish, especially the Pharisees side. You call them hypocrites because when they fast, they disfigure their faces. Why they disfigure their faces? They will look hungry, they look tired, they look pale, they look sad, so that people will notice they are fasting. The people will notice that they have a problem. He say, I don't want you like that, to show the people you have a problem. But when you fast, you must have the spirit of joy. And what your, he say, wash. When you fast, you wash, mean take bath, clean yourself so that you look fresh. People will not see that you have a problem, but God see you have a problem and you are fasting for God. He say, anoint your head. Anointing is the anointing of joy. The anointing here is that you allow the spirit of joy of God to come on you, as we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 9. He say, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. God wants to be anointed with the joy, oil of gladness on us when we fast. So the people will not see what is going in our life, but God will see what is going inside us. And you know, the Pharisees, the Jewish, when they fast, they will wear sackcloth. And the sackcloth, the meaning of it is that they will humble themselves before God. They will go into humility, and that's correct, that's not wrong. But the Pharisees, they were wearing it to show the people that they are having a problem, they are fasting. They attract the attention of the people. They want their sympathy. They want people to praise them. You see, they receive their reward. They receive the good word from men, but they will not receive from God the Father. But when we fast, he say, this direction, wash, anoint. People will not notice you are fasting, but God, who sees in secret, that you are fasting for certain problem, you have difficulties, you have an issue that cannot be solved, unless God himself, he'll put his hand. Let's all stand. Let's come to the Lord now. Are you using prayers? Are you praying to God? Are you allowing God and His will to prevail in your life? Are you praying for others to come into His kingdom? Are you confessing your sin? Are you forgiving others their sins? Are you asking God to help in your life? Are you fasting? Are you asking God to deliver you from the evil one and the work of the devil? Let's come to God. Let us commit ourselves to Him to go and evangelize, to reach people. There are many lost, many they need God. And that's our prayer. Thy kingdom come, your will be done. We need to continue to pray until this will come through. Fire the Lord. Fire. Let the fire lighten us, O God. Take your word and Lord spread it. Oh God bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.